Hey, Radiant family and friends, welcome to episode 3 of Radiant Reflections. These are short 5 to 10 minute messages of encouragement and devotion from God's Word. My name is Marcus Morgan, and I'm one of the leaders at Radiant Church in Bay City, Michigan. And again, we're so glad you're tuning in. Today's reflection comes from James chapter 4, verses 13 through 17. And here's what it says. Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. Why, you don't even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast in your arrogant schemes. All such boasting is evil. If anyone then knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is sin for them. How many of you would agree that making plans these last few weeks has been difficult? With the outbreak of COVID-19, life's rhythms are being disrupted more and more. Kids are no longer in school. Many businesses are closed or limiting services, causing people to lose their jobs. Churches aren't able to gather and are having to lead through uncharted territory. We may have laid out the best plans, but it seems like life has really gotten in the way. Maybe some of you listening are laid back and easily get to go with the flow, but not me. I'm a 9 on the Enneagram, which means my inner peace is my strongest motivator, and nothing disturbs my peace more than plans that change and fall through. This is a kind of way for me to say that I've really been struggling hard with life as of late. Things are changing almost hour by hour at this point, and much of my preferred schedule has been thrown out the window because of it. I'm sure many of you can relate to this as well. Whether you're a small business owner, a single parent, a student forced into online classes, or someone who is out of work because of what's going on, I believe all of us can find hope in these verses. Let's first look at verses 13 and 14. Now, listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business and make money. Why, you don't even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. This is point number one. There is wisdom in realizing our time is a limited gift. One of my favorite verses in the Bible comes from Moses in Psalm 90. He says this, "Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom." We become wiser with our time when we realize it's a limited gift. Time is the only resource we can't make more of. It may seem a bit morbid to talk about our time being only a mist in the grand scheme of things, but this can actually be very freeing and allow us to trust more in God's plan and purposes than our own. Verses 15 says this, "Instead, you ought to say, if it's the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that." This brings me to point number two. What we do within God's will matters. If we really want our time to count, we need to start practicing giving our days and its plans over to God. I struggle with this a lot. Even the littlest inconvenience can ruin my mood, and it's something that I'm working on. This is one area that I need reminding in quite often. The Apostle Paul says this in 2 Corinthians 4, "Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary and what is unseen is eternal." We must fix our eyes on eternity. It's in this perspective that we can see everlasting purpose in these momentary troubles that Paul mentions. And the last couple of verses, 16 and 17. "As it is, you boast in your arrogant schemes. All such boasting is evil. If anyone then knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is a sin for them." This may seem simple, but sometimes we just need to remember to do what is right. This is an unprecedented event in modern history, and in moments of crisis, it is easy to live our lives out of a posture of selfishness. Pastor Marco shared a teaching with our staff at the beginning of the outbreak, and he said this: "The Church of Christ must lead out of sacrifice and not selfishness." Let me say that one more time. The Church of Christ must lead out of sacrifice and not selfishness. We are to be the light of Christ at all times, but how much more in moments like we are currently living in, moments of darkness and uncertainty. Though we may try our best to plan our days, the best plans are always those made with God's love and grace in mind. I leave you with a quote from Pastor Lee Cummings from Radiant Church in Richland, Michigan, and he simply says this: "Flexibility is a spiritual gift." So church, let's not be a rigid people. Let us be a people who plan wisely, but ultimately give God control and find peace in living lives that will impact eternity. Well, I hope you have found this helpful, guys. If you have, please be sure to share this content with your friends and family on social media. We love you and we're praying for you every single day. I also wanted to make sure to remind you, join Pastor Marco every Wednesday night on Facebook Live on the Radiant Bay City page at 8:30 p.m. for a time of prayer and devotion. God bless.